With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The Biden administration has reportedly agreed to a major prisoner swap with Russia, a deal that would see several Americans, including Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gerskovich and former U.S. Marine Paul Whelan, set free.
A senior administration official also confirmed that Russian-American radio journalist Alsu Kormasheva is also involved in the swap. Others are believed to be a part of the deal. Whelan and Gerskovich were both imprisoned in Russia on accusations of espionage that were consistently disputed by the United States.
Correspondent Jeremy House says there's no word yet of where the exchange will take place or what's in the deal for Russia. Three men charged with plotting the 9/11 terror attacks would be spared a death sentence under a plea deal announced by the Pentagon. The three, including ringleader Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, expected to plead guilty next week, according to the Defense Department. Also at SRNNews.com, Ukrainian military pilots will soon be flying advanced F-16 fighter jets in the war with Russia. NATO making its first delivery of the planes to Ukraine.
It's not yet known exactly how many F-16s have been delivered, but until now, Kyiv has had to punch above its weight with a small fleet of Soviet-era planes to combat Russia's invasion. These powerful fighter jets will be a welcome addition too, as they're equipped with a cannon and can carry bombs, rockets and missiles. An unnamed US official has also confirmed the delivery had been completed. F-16s mark another step change in Western support, but it's acknowledged they won't solve all of Ukraine's battlefield problems.
The BBC's James Waterhouse. Last evening, Mr. Trump, former President Trump, returned to Pennsylvania for the first time since last month's attempt on his life in Butler, PA. Former president holding a rally in the state capital, Harrisburg. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow up 165 points. This is SRN News. Donald Trump trying to explain a comment he made about Christians and voting.
Trump raised some eyebrows at a recent conservative event when he told Christians that they won't have to vote anymore after he's elected. He went on to say, in 4 years, you don't have to vote again. Interviewed on Fox News this week, Trump claimed that if he's reelected, the country will be fixed after 4 years, and that it would be okay if Christians didn't want to vote anymore because, he said, we will have so much love. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
Open Doors USA says China refuses to treat North Korean refugees under the Human Rights Declaration. Instead, Chinese authorities consider the refugees illegal immigrants who can be repatriated. The ministry says Christians and people who have been in touch with churches, pastors, or missionaries are among these refugees, and those who are sent back to North Korea face more severe punishment. This is SRN News. All eyes are on Israel in connection with recent high-profile killings. The latest from the Media Line's Michael Friedson.
The Middle East is reeling following Israel's lightning strikes that eliminated two of the region's most notorious terrorist leaders, Ismail Haniyeh, one-third of Hamas's leadership, and Fuad Shukr, senior Hezbollah commander in Beirut. Shukr carries a $5 million United States bounty for his lead role in the 1983 bombing of the U.S. Marine barracks in Beirut, in which more than 230 Americans perished. Master terrorist and Iranian proxy Shukr reportedly masterminded the massacre of 12 Druze children playing soccer in Majdal Shams. Haniyeh was often criticized for luxuriating in elegant Mideast locations while his people suffered in Gaza. I'm Michael Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis at themedialine.org and SRNNews.com.